33,000 students at the University of Nottingham. They know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
Ball 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Coming up on the show tonight, we have got an interview with Snow Sports. We also had a chat with the University of Nottingham Squash Club. And of course, we will be discussing Nottingham Forest and Notts County. So we're just going to kick things off with an interview that was conducted a little bit earlier this week by our sports editor, Jo Tanner, which she did with the Snow Sports Society.
This is URN Sport.
It's a delight to be joined by Alex here from the University of Nottingham's Snow Sports Club. Now, Alex, Snow Sports is a club we haven't had on the Thursday Sports Show before. Could you just give us a brief sort of overview of how the Snow Sports programme works at the University of Nottingham in terms of sort of weekly annual events and what happens throughout the year?
Yeah, hi, thanks for having us. So yeah, Snow Sports runs weekly racing and lessons sessions on Tuesday evenings. So if you want to come and learn to ski, or you're a keen ski racer or boarder, then come down every Tuesday. And then bi-weekly we run freestyle sessions. So we go to Castleford up in Leeds and go to the indoor snow dome and hit jumps and rails and stuff, which is sick. But that's only every other week. And then, so that's like our weekly stuff, and if you want to get involved with actually skiing on a weekly basis, then that's the place for you.
Awesome. Well, in terms of your trips and your events throughout the year, do you cultivate the competitive element of it quite a lot, or is it very much a case of anyone can get involved with snow sports here at the University of Nottingham?
So, we end up with a real mixed bag of people. If you want to compete, we have that facility. So I personally compete doing freestyle skiing, but we've got a strong team of ski racers as well. So yeah, if you're good at skiing, freestyle or racing, then you can come along. We do Kings, which is like a dry slope racing Midlands Unis competition, which happens in Birmingham. And I think there's four of those every year. But also we have loads of people who come who just enjoy skiing. And then we get a lot of people turn up to the socials as well who don't even ski, but just enjoy coming and having a good time with some people who also enjoy that kind of extreme sports type stuff. We're not like most sports teams because we're not really a very competitive club. So we get loads of people coming to join the socials because we don't have that kind of competitive element to our club, which is so ingrained. So it's much more chilled out and relaxed, and everyone's kind of just there to have a good time and be part of the family rather than be really competitive.
Alex, thank you ever so much for coming in and joining us.
Jack, just going into the interview a little bit, it was interesting. Not perhaps the typical sports show interview we have, a lot more on the social side of things.
Yeah, obviously not as competitive as most Bucks sort of sports teams would be. I obviously, that could just be down to geography, because of course we don't have any mountains in the UK, so they're quite limited in terms of where they can actually perform their sport. So I think most of it, as you said, was dry slope skiing, and I think the reason for that is because a lot of the indoor fake snow slopes don't actually have a big enough track for competition to happen.
And guys, asking you you in the studio, how appealing does the ski trip sound to you? 3 hours sleep a night? It sounds tough, I'm not going to lie.
It does sound tough, but it does sound like a lot of fun. I mean, I think it's a lot to do with the social side rather than the actual skiing.
Skiing's quite a kind of tough sport in general, hard on the endurance, let alone with the heavy drinking and going out all night.
It's been a very busy week for our sports editor, Mr. Jo Tanner, because he also caught up with the Squash Club.
This is URN Sport.
Right, I'm joined in the studio now by Leah, President of the Squash Society at the University of Nottingham. To start with, Leah, could you just tell us a little bit about your role as president?
So, being president of a squash club or a sport club in general is quite demanding, I must say. There's lots of responsibilities, but it's a great honour to be president, and I've been in charge of generally everything, chasing up kid order from player layer, organising tournaments, making sure that everyone turns up for training, sorting out the court, booking timetable, especially, you know, since we've been changing venue, so that's been quite challenging. But no, I really enjoy my role, I must say. It's really
good. So where were you playing last year? Because obviously we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about the David Ross Sports Village and the impact it's had on Nottingham Squash Society. Where were you based last year?
So last year we were based in temporary facilities down at Uni Park. So we were only training on three courts, which was quite challenging, I must say, because since we have six men's team and five women's team, with about five players each team, it was really challenging to kind of, you know, get everyone the same players at the same time. But
yeah,
it kind of worked out at the end. And now, you know, being the new facilities with six courts plus the all glass court, it's just, yeah. I mean, a massive change, and really proud of that.
Well, we're going to move on a little bit later in the show about to talk about the David Ross Sports Village. But right now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the squash results that you've had at your society. And we'll start with last year. Last year was an outstanding year for Squash Society, to say the least. Top of the box rankings with a massive 367 points, and made it even sweeter by the fact that Trent came 25th with just 70 points.
Yes, rub it in.
So I just thought, to give you some perspective, the extent of that, 367 points is a fantastic accumulation for Nottingham. You must be very proud of that, of the society. What do you think is the key to that success last year?
I think last year we were really lucky because a lot of freshers came in, and all of them were really, you know, quality players who filled first, second and third team. So with that kind of player, especially, I'm talking Anna Ramadan, who's girl number one at the moment, who's already top 50 in the world, and a lot of few boys as well. So I think they're really strength of our team in all kind of level, and that means we managed to beat our rivals, you know, Birmingham, Trent, Bristol. I mean, we only lost against few uni, which is, I think, a remarkable achievement. And this year we're looking to beat, you know, the Bucks score that you just mentioned, and we're looking to kind of hopefully win both championship for the ladies and the guys.
Aside from the Bucks games and the competitive first teams, is there much squash socialising for some of the perhaps less able players that just play week in, week out?
Yeah, definitely. So we got the performance club, as I say, for people involved in teams. Then we got the social scene. So people get involved on the social side at IMS leagues, which are weekly box leagues fixture on the Monday. And that's really a great way to kind of improve your game and socialise with students from across, you know, different halls across the university. So that's one thing. Then there is an engage session, which we run weekly on a Tuesday. That's for women's only. That's part of the hashtag This Girl Can, a program from England Squash. And actually, we actually seen a great turnout with that kind of session. Ladies love, you know, just play without pressure and just enjoy themselves. So we're running, so IMS, as I said, engage session. And then we host club day on a Sunday, and that's, we provide 2 hours of free coaching for all the social members.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, head coach Rich O'Connor usually lead the session, or first team players or myself. So I think we've got a strong social program, and we would love to see more people get involved, because we got one of the best programs in the country. So,
well, particularly with the new facilities of the David Ross Sports Village, you talked a little bit there about varsity and having the home advantage in the coming months. Do you think the David Ross Sports Village has been fantastic for the Squash Society?
Oh my word, I mean, I think we don't realise how lucky we are to have that squash centre, because it's arguably one of the best in Europe. You know, our glass court's got 250 seatings around it, and the two other squares have got approximately 150 seatings, which is huge. You know, we're the best in the country, and, you know, being able to train and play our Bucks matches is just a huge honour. And I think we ought to look after those facilities. When I say that, is make sure that we, you know, use clean, suitable sports shoes when we play on there, and then just, you know, make the most of our facilities. But that's been huge for us, training on six courts. Yeah.
As amazing as it is attracting many young players to play squash in Britain, it must be amazing for you to see many freshers come in and join the society, particularly with the new facilities. Do you think the new facilities have also played an important role in bringing new tournaments to Nottingham? I mean, I went down a couple of weeks ago to cover for URN. The badminton game, Great Britain badminton player was down there, and the local county games were being played at the David Raw Sports Village. Do you think this has had the same effect with squash?
Yeah, I would certainly hope so, because we got a Premier Squash League team as well, so the equivalent, you know, Football Premier League. And this year is shared between the Nottingham University and another club downtown. So we're looking to host that kind of Premier League game on our Glasgow. Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about top 10 player playing on those scores, which is obviously huge. So we're hoping that that's going to attract a lot of players and inspire much more students to kind of get involved with the squash club, you know, improve their game and just, you know, enjoy a new sport, which is becoming even more popular in England as we're looking to add squash in the Olympics program.
This is URN Sport.
Chaps, squash, a club in the Bucks roundup. We look at every week and it's all green, it's all wins. It's been, they won the most amount of points last year, and it looks, Jack, like they're going to be doing it again this year. Another great start to the season.
I mean, their record just stands as proof, to be honest. They're pretty undefeatable right now. What was it, just one game lost this week?
I think that was this week, yeah, just one game lost.
Just one game lost, and, you know, pretty dominant results throughout. All away wins, all our wins were away matches. With pretty convincing victories as well. So we have some 5-0s, 4-0s. You know, it's just stands to be proven, really.
And Jack, it must be helpful having a top 50 player in the world as part of your squad at university level.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even just for the other players to kind of learn from, like, just to inspire everyone else as well. When you've got that kind of leader in your team, it really can make a difference, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And squash have always been one of the best clubs. I remember the first year I joined, they got Sports Society of the Year at the end of year awards. Always done well. Probably rewarded with the David Ross Sports Village, with the new courts, the new facilities that they've got there. 6 courts, including an all-glass court, which is insane. Very, very hard to find in the UK. How much do we think these new facilities will... I mean, I don't know how much higher they can go, but how much do we think these new facilities will really just propel the squash squad up to the next level?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that they've been... shown that sort of level of support must be a huge like boost to their confidence. Obviously, you've got a 250 seats?
250 seats.
That's an incredible amount of for a Bucks League team. That's just an incredible amount of you know, support available there.
I think as well, like, you have to look at squash players who are, say, like 15 or something now. When they're going to uni, they're going to want to come to Nottingham because we have the better facilities than other unis. So I feel like our squash team is just going to get better and better.
That was a chat with Lee, the president of the University of Nottingham Squash Club. Very successful squash club.
My name is Steve Bunce, and you are listening to the URN Sports Show, the only sports show worth listening to in this neck of the woods.
We're going to turn our attention to our local clubs. And firstly, we have a very happy man. This is uncharted territory for Forest this season, Jack.
I'm not going to lie, though. I'm going to chalk it down to a terrible performance by Ipswich.
Way to immediately bring it all crashing back down.
Honestly, I watched the game. It was a pretty shocking display from them. It really was. They're obviously one of the lowest scoring sides in the league. They only have 14 in 17 games, and that's probably due to losing Daryl Murphy early in the season. But the positives, it was very good to see Son Bolonga slowly but surely returning to form.
Well, we say slowly but surely. I mean, it only took 17 seconds.
it was a quick goal after 17 seconds. But you can still see he's not quite sharp. He's lacking in pace a bit, and he's lacking a lot in fitness, which is obviously shown by Velios coming in the 56th minute. Who, let's be honest, has not had the biggest of impacts when he's been known to come on.
Can I ask, Jack? I've never met a Nottingham Forest fan before. How depressing is it to always have a period where you think everything's going right and then it always just comes back down? I mean, I can see your pessimism already.
That's a mean question. That is a very mean question. I put it down to a lot of bad luck in recent years, particularly. We've had such bad luck with injuries. Particularly under it's like, for example, the Stuart Pearce season. I once went to a game in the Stuart Pearce season when we had, I'd pick probably our first 8 choices for our defenders were all out.
Yeah, and this weekend, Jack, they do have Barnsley.
Yes.
Now, off the back of the 2-0 victory, how do we see this one going?
Oh, you know it's Forest, so you can never tell. I'm going to say they're going to lose.
We think they're going to lose. Oh, there's a reaction over there, Mr. Jack.
I'm reluctant to give a prediction because of the whole Cohen thing, because now obviously we're lacking, we've lost Vaughan, we've lost Cohen, we're really lacking some of the playmakers in the middle.
That's not how we do it on the Thursday Sports Show. We want a prediction.
Okay, well, Barnsley are having a very similar season to us, but I'm going to be positive. I'm going to say we're going to carry the momentum from our last win, and we're going to win 2-1. I mean, I'm not going to back a clean sheet. That'd be silly.
Hopping briefly over the Trent to Notts County, where it's all gone a little bit wrong, really. After sitting in the playoffs just 2 weeks ago, it's now three league losses on the bounce, a 3-0 loss to Newport County. Bottom of the table, Newport County, at the weekend. John Stead out injured, no goals in three games. It's a bit of a worry, Alex.
Yeah, I don't think that's really a coincidence. I mean, John Stead, obviously, I mean, he's a player, he's kind of been there, done that. He's got the Premiership pedigree. You're obviously going to miss that. And to be honest, everything seems to be kind of going wrong ever since John Sheridan's little meltdown a few weeks ago when he said they couldn't beat a pub team. But at the moment, they seem to not be able to beat any team. So
I feel like it's often a case of morale in the lower leagues. Being a Leighton Orient fan, I know how it is. As soon as you lose a few games, morale drops. The crowd gets on your back continuously. And just like, the Notts County ground is pretty much empty right now. It's a ghost town, really. So
yeah, that's the one thing we sort of saw in the highlights for the Cambridge match midweek, that Meadow Lane was very quiet. More bad news for County. They've faced their second HM Revenue and Customs winding up petition of the year, and the potential new buyer of the club, that has fallen through as well. So it's not looking good for County at the moment at all.